Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. And no, I've not been drinking. I've only had coffee this morning. I'm going to do a little intro here, and I have somebody very special that's going to come on the air with us. But I wanted to kind of fill you in a little bit on the weekend. So I'm going to go back to some things that I have shared with you before, and I want to share with you again. The greatness of America lies not in being more enlightened than any other nation, but rather her ability to repair her faults. And that comes from Alexis de Tocqueville. And as always, you know, I share George Washington's quote, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments." I attended the Liberty Summit 2016 this weekend, and I, let me tell you, unlike the sit-in in D.C. protesters of those elected officials who were protesting your Second Amendment, who are not America's finest, in my opinion, I spent many hours with victims of bureaucracy, those thieves of liberty. In the bureaucracy, they are taking land, they are taking property. I spent a weekend with Americans who will not give up. They shed tears. They told their testimonies, and they will not be silenced. They value the Constitution. They value the Bill of Rights and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, and property. All the speakers and attendees reaching out for truth and solutions to the issues our government has brought upon us. We are striving to be that America who repairs her faults. In the weeks to come, I will share more with you about what happened over the weekend, and I will have guests. But today, I have another guest. I had this scheduled before. Another man who is the same category of those patriots, those Americans unwilling to roll over and be slaves to big government and corrupt government, unwilling to call evil good and good evil. Now, social media is not without its huge frustrations, but I have met many a good patriot on Facebook and Twitter. One of my CSC Talk Radio listeners actually brought this man's Facebook page to me, and he said, "You should interview this guy." And after watching Captain Clay Higgins' video and tearing up with hope and pride in my own chest and heart, I agreed, and I reached out to Captain Clay Higgins. In my speech at the Liberty Summit, I chose the topic of America Identified and walls. We talked about walls. America Identified is liberty. Is people like Mindy Patterson and the Cavalry Group, others there, and many guests today, and my guest today, he wasn't at the summit, I wished he would have been, but Captain Clay Higgins, and all of the patriots who will not give up. If we do not hang together, we almost assuredly hang separately. Captain Clay Higgins is a lifelong resident of Louisiana. He has served, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, he can correct me, Acadiana, in law enforcement at the last 11 hours and currently serves as deputy marshal for the city of Lafayette. Captain Higgins has become one of the nation's most influential cops, regularly speaking to law enforcement agencies across America. Higgins is a strong advocate of what he calls the sacred oath of the badge. He states that the sworn oath is not to a sheriff or a chief or a marshal. It's an oath of allegiance to the Constitution. He is a passionate defender of the Bill of Rights, and he's a Christian. And as a Christian, Higgins is known for his refreshing focus on the power of individuals to be redeemed. Higgins received his initial training in police work when serving as a military police officer in the United States Army. And this next thing that I'm going to read to you actually came from Captain Higgins' website, America United. An American nation standing as one is a force that the world's evil cannot defeat. You are that force. We are that force. Americans are not defeated. We are strong. We are one. And I welcome today Captain Clay Higgins. Thank you so much for being a part of CSC Talk Radio.
Good morning, Ms. Beth. What a humbling introduction.
You know, as I go around...
You're uplifted.
Thank you. As I go around and I watch things and I see people, America is waking up. We've been asleep for a while. We've been asleep at the helm because we're supposed to be the ones in the driver's seat. And we've allowed these people, like the ones that were doing their sit-in last week, to take charge. And that's why we're in trouble right now. But people like you and those that I met with at the Liberty Summit this weekend, and that took place. We had people from all over. I don't know that we had anybody from Louisiana. We had Virginia there and Arkansas and Texas and California and Florida, Missouri, Illinois, and Kansas. But people all around the world, they're submitting to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government, as George Washington said. And you know what? We're losing patience. But somebody like you that will stand. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've had enough. That, you know, the American citizenry has been patient and kind, which is our nature. We've allowed gradually, you know, and increasingly, the loss of our rights as an entire citizenry from sea to shining sea. And we've strayed so far from what our founding fathers envisioned and from what's righteous and true, from what's within the natural order and within God's design. We have allowed our representative republic to become subject to elitist control. And we continue to send career politicians to Washington with some sort of a ill-founded faith that maybe this time we'll do better. Maybe next time it'll work. I'll let this last failure go. I'm going to give them one more chance. And we've been saying this again and again, election cycle through election cycle. And now, you know, America faces almost insurmountable challenges. It's $20 trillion debt.
Oh, my.
Our borders are no longer sovereign. We've lost our status as the most respected nation in the world, status which we had earned by the sweat of our brow and the love in our heart for the entire fellow man that inhabits the earth. We at one point in our nation's history, certainly represented the beacon of light for the entire world, and somehow we've allowed that to slip, and it's the responsibility of every true patriot to embrace this challenge that we face, and you know we must stand this thing back up. It's
you
up
know,
to us.
We have been at the voting polls. We have been like the battered, abused wife that keeps taking the husband back and believing that he's going to change the next time and change the next time, and then she gets beaten again and until maybe she's lost her life or become crippled because of the beating. And that's how I feel like we are doing with these elected officials. We just keep believing them, and they keep doing whatever they care to do. I call them D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. We're heading into a break, Captain Higgins, and I want you to stay with me. I want you to stay with me the entire hour. I want to talk to you about liberty. I want you to talk to my listeners about your run for Congress. I met a lot of people that never, ever wanted to get into politics. I said, you're not a politician. You're a statesman because you're going up there to do the right thing. But we're going into a break. I'm going to wait to open the phone lines till the half hour, to the bottom of the hour, and then the number will be 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. But before then, I want to talk to Captain Higgins myself. And Captain Higgins and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. To CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm coming off of a high. I went to the Liberty Summit 2016, and I'm going to bring more to you about that in the following weeks. I've got guests lined up from the summit that I think you're going to find very interesting. And but as we do that, we're going to go back to Captain Clay Higgins, and I want to talk to him about his choice of running for Congress, and I want to commend him on his bold speak and how he has stood up for what is right and gone after the bad guys. All his life, he's gone after the bad guys. And Captain, I know that that's been a sacrifice. I have family, and I think I might have shared this with you on the telephone a week or two ago, but I have family that are in law enforcement, and you are a unique, special type of person that God created to put in charge, to be the sheepdogs and watching over all of us. And I don't think people realize what a special gift that you have, and it comes from God, and I appreciate what you do. And now you're going to run for Congress, and I'm a little scared for you. I'll just tell the truth. I'm a little scared for you. I think that's more dangerous than where you have been out on the streets.
Well, it's certainly more insidious. You know, to face a family going through some sort of a domestic dispute, or to face a drunk with a baseball bat, is something I've become quite adept at handling. But dealing with the political world is is quite frankly one of the most startling challenges I've ever faced in my life. It wasn't my idea, Ms. Beppa. I was approached and asked quite strongly to run for Congress, and it's something that my wife and I had to very carefully and very prayerfully consider. But in the end, I determined that this was the path that had been prepared for me, and thus it was my role as a patriot and a humble servant to embrace. So now I'm in this fight, and I don't get in fights to lose them. So we intend to win. I intend to win soundly. And when I go to Washington, which I will be a loud voice for the American people that have been oppressed for so long and smothered by the Leviathan that has become our federal government.
Which is supposed to be the very least. I attended this summit, and it was about property rights, but it was a lot of ranchers and farmers, but anyone who was in the industry with animals, whether they're pet breeders, pet breeders, or even the exotic animals. I met a lot of them that had elephants, and they had the big tigers, and all kinds of wild out bears. And I met all kinds of people, and some of them, horses, some of them actually are doing what you did, are getting ready to do. They've already done it. They've been elected. They got so fed up with what was going on because their property, which animals are property, they're being taken from them. You know, they're being harassed and bullied by the not just the BLM and the IRS and the EPA, but by HSUS, which is not part of our government. But they are bullying them, and the ASPCA and all these things that, and we had, I don't know if you know Sheriff Richard Mack, but he was there and talked about the importance of a constitutional sheriff, and I'm certain that you would agree. It looked to me like you teach a little bit of that yourself when you teach people that that's the oath that they take when they go into to a peace officer or law enforcement, that they're taking an oath to the Constitution. And, you know, I met a lot of people that said the same thing, like you're saying. They had no intentions of getting into politics. And she said, I never thought I'd be a politician. And I told this woman, I said, you're not a politician. You're a statesman. There's a big difference. And that's what
right,
you're going
I'm,
to be.
I'm definitely never going to become that which I despise, which is a, you know, career politician that no longer serves we the people. These guys strictly represent their own personal agenda and their lust for money and power. And, you know, what you just spoke about, ma'am, regarding Fourth Amendment violations is something I'm very passionate about. As a police officer, I speak across the country to law enforcement gatherings regarding constitutional issues and just unwavering observation of constitutional rights and civil rights and sacred duty of the badge, prisoners' rights, penitentiary reform. So the Fourth Amendment is something that I speak on, you know, a great deal. Of course, it's a very important consideration if you're a police officer. A police officer represents, if you think about it, we represent, if you wear a badge, you know, we represent the most extreme restrictions of freedom in the land of the free. And therefore our responsibility is so tremendous, and it's crucial that we get it, man, that police officers get it, that we represent the Constitution, that the constitutional principles that we serve are engraved upon every badge. And the Fourth Amendment, you know, protections against unreasonable searches or, you know, unwarranted seizure, it seems to be a constitutional protection that our government has conveniently forgotten or by executive decree maneuver themselves around. And it's just one of the many, many means by which our government, by and large, which in many cases, as you know, ma'am, is peopled by good men and women, good but strong patriots, devout, faithful servants of the people. And they find themselves so restricted within the halls of power that they have, that they're so frustrated that they can't quite perform the way they had envisioned they would. And the manifestation of massive bureaucracies without congressional decree or approval, certainly without the approval of the American people, these massive bureaucracies have become, in reality, a fourth branch of government that the founding fathers never, ever envisioned. It's completely outside the parameters of constitutional protections and enumeration of powers that were granted to the government. The American Revolution was the first revolution in the history of the world that established a government that was not just replacing the old regime of power that advised the people what we were allowed to do and not allowed to do, with the new regime of power that followed that same track. The American Revolution was the first revolution in the history of the world that established a government whereby the powers granted to the government would be enumerated by our Constitution, and the people were in charge. And the triad of government between the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch, which is divided in two houses, was supposed to be it, man. There was not supposed to, and no one ever envisioned this massive bureaucracy that through so-called regulations or fines and fees would become an entire branch of government that in many ways is more powerful than the other three combined.
And I believe that, of course, these are coming
from...
We've
got to shut that down.
We've got to. Those are coming from bureaucratic departments. I call them the alphabet soup. And they are infringing on our constitutional rights. And they don't have the authority. They do not have the power to make law. Permits and licenses and fines and all these things that they are doing to the American people, that is taxation without representation. And they do not have the authority to do that. And we sit there and buckle and try to be the good little citizens, and we'll pay these permits and we'll buy a license to do this and a license to do that. And, you know, it's getting to be such a burden, as George Washington said in that. And we have been patient way too long and apathetic way too long. I'm going to share a little quote with you about necessity, because we're always told this is necessary by these bureaucrats and our elected officials up there. And this is coming from William Pitt, Earl of Chapman, back in 1783. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Necessity. So when they start telling you it's necessary to make this permit or this law or this regulation, you need to perk up, because they're after your liberties. We're going into break. The calls are, the phones are open at 877-895-5410. Captain Higgins and Beth Ann will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Captain Clay Higgins, who's running for Congress. He's out of Louisiana. If you couldn't tell by visiting with him, that he's got a little bit of a southern accent. You know, we've all got that. I'm smack dab in the middle of this nation, Captain. I'm right in the central Missouri, and I think that's about as middle of the nation as you could possibly get. And I tell my listeners I'm reaching out from sea to shining sea. I'm an advocate for rural America. And rural America affects all of America. I said, unlike Las Vegas, what happens in Las Vegas doesn't leave Las Vegas. What happens in rural America affects all of America. And if you think you don't need to pay attention to what's happening down on the farm and the ranch and in other places, you need to take another think, because they're after them. They're after them because of their property. They're after them because of their independence, and they don't want that. That is something that those who hate your liberty want to take away from you. So I'm going to ask you, this weekend, they were dealing with things like HSUS, and I don't know if you've had any dealings with that, where they come on the property and they will accuse someone. Now, there are people that are not kind. But as a rule, those who are in the business, they take very good care of their animals. They love their animals, and they are their livelihood if they're in it, like the cattle industry and the pork industry and that. But they will come on and they will accuse, and they have a name that is deceiving, HSUS, it's the Humane Society of the United States, and they have absolutely nothing to do with the United States. They are not a federal agent, but they'll come on with badges to look like they are, and they will tell people we need to inspect. Well, they don't have to let them on to inspect, so they're dealing with that, and many of them, because they're naive, have allowed that, and then they have lost their shirts, so to speak. And so I wanted to ask you if you had ever dealt with any of these animal radical rights groups that they want to stop the horse and carriage in New York. We had a representative there. She was very inspirational to me. I just loved listening to her and all that she'd been through. But they want to shut everything down. And have you had to deal with anything like that in your years of law enforcement?
Not personally. Of course, I'm well aware of the intimidation tactics of organizations like that present themselves falsely, very much walking a line between a violation of the law whereby they're impersonating police officers, but they basically intimidate using very clever language and sort of a visual presentation as if they were government officials, and they get permission granted to go onto the properties, and once there, then they gather film footage, which they edit,
yes,
and use to present probable cause for seizure to a like-minded judge that's of a mind to allow that seizure. And it's insidious, and it's a violation of our constitutional rights regarding unlawful or unrighteous seizure of property. And the very fact that we have organizations out there that would have the audacity to presume that a man or a family, a woman that's in the business of raising animals would for some reason not love and care for those animals properly is quite rude, is it not? Mm-hmm. I grew up, my family, I raised and trained horses. Your Uncle Clay's an actual cow. And we loved our horses, and sometimes, you know, at one point we had an average of 150 horses at a time. They were very well cared for. They called for getting up as a young child. You know, I didn't know what this sleeping past sunrise looked like. And we were up before dawn, and we had horses to care for. They had to be, the stalls had to be cleaned, and they had to be hayed and fed and watered and properly exercised and groomed, and this was a beautiful life that I lived as a young man and grown into adulthood, because that's what my family did, and nobody loved horses more than us. And so I certainly have a very personal empathy for American citizens that are in the animal business in some way, because although the animals are you know, a source of profit, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, we also love those creatures. And
yes,
we get very closely bonded with them. And to have some bureaucrat, some smart ass bureaucrat, you know, show up on our property and present himself as some sort of a official representative of our government and intimidate their way onto an American citizen's property, I'm going to tell you, they'd be in a bind at my house. They'd be in a bind.
Well, and you know the law. I know you know a lot of, they're growing to know the law, but a lot of them are out there. They're doing their thing. You know, they're raising their crops. They're raising their livestock. They're taking care of the pets, or they're taking care of the horses or the exotic animals. And here somebody comes, and they're not even part of the bureaucracy. The HSUS and ASPCA, they and PETA, they aren't even a part of the government. But they'll come in looking. Yeah, they'll look official and do these things, and this is what they were dealing with. And one of them that was there, a little bitty thing, just as cute as she could be, and she had elephants. She has elephants, and they took her elephants. She says, they took my babies, and she showed me pictures of her babies. And they were such beautiful creatures, such beautiful animals. You could tell they were well taken care of and loved, and you could almost see the smiles on these animals' faces. And she says, now here's the pictures of my babies after they took them. They looked horrible. They didn't look happy. They looked hungry. They looked emaciated. I can't even say that right now. And they looked terrible. They didn't look cared for. I mean, there was it looked like totally different animals, you know, as far as how they were cared for. And yet they think they know best. And something else that they were dealing with this weekend, and I'm not sure, and I want every person who's running for office to learn the language, because all of the things that they are coming down out of the bureaucracy and out of some of these special interest groups that chase after their own agendas comes out of something called, and it's out of the UN, we never ratified it, yet they are pushing it on the American people, and that is Agenda 21. So I'm not sure, sir, if you have heard of Agenda 21 or not, but the Endangered Species Act comes out of that, all kinds of other things that come out of that, and they've changed the language. When you see smart growth, when you see something that says sustainable, you need to perk your ears up and perk your eyes up and say, that's not right. Something's wrong with that, because it's a different language, and they are coming in to take your land, to take your property, or they dangle these carrots in front of, particularly, Captain, particularly these rural areas, which are, they're suffering financially, those small areas, and they'll come in and say, you know what, we can help you with your parks, we can help you with your sidewalks, we can make that improvement there with the gutterings and things that, you know, that have dilapidated in these little communities, we can help you with that, and they dangle this carrot, and once you sign the dotted line and you take these grants and this money, they've got you. But Agenda 21, I wasn't sure, sir, if you have ever heard of that.
The very fact that the United Nations could be
involved,
could be a force in our country, is just so far outside the parameters of what was ever envisioned in the creation of this country. It's just ridiculous, man. Yeah. And Agenda 21, my understanding is that if I'm not mistaken, it goes back to some kind of environmental conference.
Yes, it does.
20 years ago or something.
Yeah, it's probably been about that long. We're going into a break.
The Earth Summit.
Earth Summit. Yes, exactly.
And they're using all kind of.
We're headed into a break, Captain. I want to continue this when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and my guest is Captain Clay Higgins, and we will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6508.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been visiting today with Captain Clay Higgins. He is well known for being a bold, I like to call you peace officers because you're supposed to be keeping the peace. We call them a law enforcement these days, but I kind of like peace officers. And now he's running for Congress, and he felt the need to do this because of all the things that are going on. We see the career politicians that just keep spending money and just keep cutting their deals. The D.C. occupiers cutting, occupying offices and cutting deals. Deals that boost their careers, not protect your liberty. And one thing that was said, and I have said this many times. In fact, I have a caller that every now and then reiterates this. But God created man. I know you're a believing guy. So God created man. Man created the state, and the state created the federal government. And that is exactly the order of authority it should be. God first, man next. We are a republic. Then the state, and the federal government is to be the least of these. And we have it inside, outside, upside down. And the federal government is attempting to remove God from it altogether. That way they have complete authority.
Ms. Beth Ann, you were speaking about the Agenda 21 and the whole power of the environmental lobby, and a word that they love to use is sustainable development.
Oh my, yes,
unsustainable, and of course, in our nation, we face so many challenges of that reflect something that's unsustainable. It's unsustainable to have a $20 trillion debt. You know, a trillion is a 1,000 billion, man. Mm-hmm. Regular folk, we can't get our head wrapped around that. And these guys in Washington throw around these numbers like it's nothing, billions and trillions. We have wide open southern borders. We do not have sovereign borders. We cannot exist as a sovereign nation without established borders. We have an unsustainable growth of bureaucracies out of Washington, D.C. We have allowed ourselves to become an unsustainable nation. And ironically, the generation that should be screaming the loudest is the youth of America, because it's their future and their children's and their children's children's future which has been robbed and mortgaged to a point where it would take courageous action now just to begin to address the thing. We have such challenges that when we send people to Washington, it has to be it's beyond trying to use intelligence to try and figure this thing out. Paul told us in Corinthians to place not your faith in the wisdom of man, but in the spirit and power of God. And when we reflect upon our rights as a voter, as an informed voter, and as a contemplative voter, as a patriot voter, we must consider the character and the patriotic intent of the men and women that we sent to Washington. Because, Ms. Beth Ann, I don't know about you and your history, but I understand struggle. Mm. I know what it is to live paycheck to paycheck. I know what it is to bring your check home and wonder, you know, do you buy groceries or pay your rent? And the founding fathers envisioned the houses, the Congress divided between representatives and senators. The representatives were supposed to be working class folk so that we maintain a strong connection with real Americans that work across our country and in many cases struggle to grow generationally so that we can leave a little bit more for our children. That's how things are supposed to work. And yet we continue to send millionaire attorneys to Washington as if they were representatives. It is very far from what the founding fathers envisioned the House of Representatives to be. So although I don't resemble what we've been sending to Washington as a congressman, I definitely reflect what the founding fathers envisioned we should be sending to Washington.
Your video about America, your video about America, Captain, really touched me because that's what I tell my listeners. I am you. I raised five sons, and I have 12 grandchildren right now. And I live from paycheck to paycheck. There was times we didn't think we could put shoes. I remember my one son, he's kind of laughed about having his shoes duct taped together. And, you know, we've been there and we've done that. You know, we farmed for a while, and in the 80s that got pretty tough, and my husband's been in full-time construction, and that's been up and down, and it's been good. I mean, as far as he's been, for the most part, working, and, you know, it's been a struggle, and we're still struggling to make things, you know, taking on this this mission on air has been a burden, but it's something,
well,
you know,
bless you for doing it, because you do it very well.
Well, thank you, sir.
And it's an important voice. You know, you certainly, ma'am, if I may humbly suggest, you certainly represent the very finest that America has to offer, and it's important that voices like yours are heard.
Thank you.
We have a tremendous challenge in front of us, but you know what? We can do it, man.
Yes, we can.
We must join together. We must work through these barriers, these divisions that have been that have been forced upon us and manifested from an insidious power that intends to divide us whereby we can be controlled. Our families, our individual families, I'm sure yours is much like mine. I'm the seventh of eight children. My family reflects every shade of ideology in our country, and yet we gather as one with love and respect for each other. And yes, we have healthy debates, and no, we don't always agree, but we always agree on our love and respect for each other. And my family is reflective of the American family. So it's completely beyond the pale of logic to accept the divisions that are forced upon us by insidious forces in the world that divide us by race or culture or creed or ethnicity or political affiliation or cultural background or economic success.
We're not
divided in that manner in our family, so why should we as a nation?
Well, I want to give your website. We are out of time, Captain. It's been a delight to start my week out with you. Thank you so much for your patriotism and for now, you know, just like our founding fathers, we give up everything in order to serve, and we're doing this for those children, those grandchildren, those great-grandchildren, and the future generation that we are now fighting for. You can visit him.
Ask you, if you don't mind, yes, ma'am, I'm going to ask your audience to look at my website. CaptainHiggins.com is my congressional campaign website. CaptainHiggins.com. I ask them to please visit.
We're going off the air, I need to say, and I'll give that again, but this is how we bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.